They took out 24 teeth. I expected pain.
I was already in enough pain as it was. I didn't want to be in more pain.
That's a lot of years of dentist and teeth pulled and this and poking and prodding. So the last thing I want to do is go through that again.
Today, we're getting answers to your burning questions about dental implant surgery from not just one, but six real patients.
Why did you decide to get dental implants instead of other options, especially since dental implants do require surgery?
Well, I grew up in a family that only had dentures. That is why I wanted permanent solution, is because I saw the struggles my family went through with the dentures.
I didn't want that big piece of plastic in my mouth covering the roof of my mouth and not being able to taste the food. And they could not guarantee that all the partials would fit as a puzzle piece. So I was called the jigsaw puzzle.
I knew I wanted new teeth. I knew I wanted something good. I wanted something stable. And I also wanted something that was going to be long-term.
I'm young. I didn't feel like I wanted to wear dentures, but it didn't feel like it was the right option for me.
So I was in dentures for 4 years prior to this, and I was very uncomfortable. I just knew it was going to change my life, build my confidence up, and get me out back in the world, because I had been so withdrawn for so long in the dentures.
I did not want anything covering the roof of my mouth. I wanted to be able to taste my food.
After making that decision to get dental implants, what fears did you have about surgery day?
Realistically, it was the anesthesia, what could happen while I'm under anesthesia, and then what could happen if something goes wrong after I wake up.
I was afraid that I wouldn't wake up.
So anesthesia, I didn't know about, you know, getting put to sleep. Was I going to wake up?
I knew I was going to be under anesthesia, and I didn't know if they were going to ask me a question and I was going to make a fool of myself.
Dental fear. I mean, just dentist fear. It doesn't matter if it's man, woman, it's just a dentist. I'm scared of them.
None.
Really? Oh, that's interesting.
I was shocked that it didn't hurt.
Wow.
I had one spot right here that hurt. Otherwise, everything was great.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the pain and discomfort you felt on a scale of 0 to 10?
Probably right around 4, 5, 6.
Discomfort, I'll say 2.
I don't like using the word pain because I like to use more of the word discomfort. I think on my worst day, I would say a 5 or a 6 max.
The discomfort, probably a 3, 4 at the most.
Upper 6, maybe 7. Nothing that wasn't manageable with medications, ibuprofen, ice. Pain is different for everyone, and I think it's totally manageable.
And how long did that pain last for you?
I would say that the worst pain would probably be about day 3 after all the numbness started to wear off.
3 to 10 days were the worst discomfort that I had. So between day 3 and day 10, after the 10th day, it started to subside.
Less than a week. I probably was guessing maybe 3-4 days. Because after things start healing, if you swell, you're going to be swelling at that point. I did not swell. I did not bruise. I was very fortunate. But it was just that pressure. But by probably day 4, I was feeling great.
Surprisingly, the pain for almost every patient that I've talked to is less than expected. Were there any other surprises with the process of getting your teeth in 24 hours at Nuvia?
I was very surprised. I went in thinking that it would be a one-year process, and they told me I would have new teeth in 24 hours. So from the day that I went through surgery, the next day I woke up, went back into the office, and I had teeth in my mouth that afternoon. Permanent teeth, not try-ons, not a wax set, permanent teeth in 24 hours. I was smiling the day after surgery with brand new teeth.
There was no hitting fees. Everything was up front, and they worked with me. I mean, it was great. So that was the one thing. I didn't feel like I was pressured like a car salesman or something. I just knew it was for me.
And I couldn't believe I had teeth in 24 hours. And you can't ask for anything more than that. It was a wonderful experience, and I'm happy I did it. And now I have beautiful white teeth, and I'm really happy.
I came in for my consultation. I came in for my appointment. I picked my size, my color. I had surgery the next day. I came in the next day after that, and I got a new set of teeth. And we said, hey, we'll see you in 2 weeks. And that's literally how it happened for me.
The biggest surprise for me was getting my permanent implants within 24 hours. everywhere I went, they said it was going to be 8 months to a year before you could even have your permanent implants, because they wanted to give you all these temporaries before you could have your permanents. And so that was a surprise, because I'm like, this is too good to be true. It truly was, but I'm glad I did it.
So I went to sleep. I woke up. They were there guiding me through it, and I was fine. Everything was good. And the next day, 24 hours, I got my teeth.
What advice would you give somebody who's considering getting dental implants but is a little scared or worried about the procedure?
Do not be scared. Do not be worried. Go for it. In the long run, you will be extremely happy you did it.
You have to get uncomfortable to get comfortable. Bite the bullet. Face the fear. I promise you, with everything that I am, that it's so worth it. Go for the consultation at Nubia. Like I said, all your questions will be answered. Just go get the consultation done, and you will come out feeling like a brand new person just from the consultation alone.
It really is something that is fearful for a lot of people, but you just have to find a way to get through that. And there's a lot of support. I would say reach out to the people at the SmileMaker Club. There's thousands of people on the SmileMaker Club that are there to help share their experiences and lend support.
The best thing to do is click the link below. It gives you the opportunity to download the dental implants cost guide, and it has so much information, as well as asking us questions. That's what we're here for. We've all gone through the procedure. Ask us. We are the patients.
If hearing the inside story about dental implant surgery from real patients has been helpful, you don't want to miss part two. We're going to find out what it's like to adjust to your dental implants and eat with them.
It kind of felt like my teeth were on stilts for a little while.
Oh my gosh, they stand up like this and not down like this. What a concept.
My tongue didn't know where to go within my implants.
It is different.
If you found today's episode valuable, please consider giving us a rating or leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.